That moment of launch should be exciting, right? But for too many businesses, it's just the beginning of a prolonged disappointment.
Right.
You pour, I don't know, hundreds of thousands into a beautiful new website. You see the dazzling visuals and
Sure thing.
your rankings plummet. Your bounce rate is just as stubborn, and the new design fails to move the revenue needle at all. I know a company who called their last redesign the 250,000-pound coat of paint.
Wow.
Because that's all it really was. A massive expense that delivered zero performance upside.
And that feeling of wasted investment is, it's universal because the stakes are incredibly high with a site overhaul. If you are launching a redesign today, it has to be viewed first and foremost as a foundational investment in performance.
Not just an aesthetic update.
Exactly. A strategic, performance-driven approach, well, it changes everything. It unlocks measurable, quantifiable improvements in traffic, engagement, and, you know, most importantly, in sustained revenue growth.
And the key to avoiding that expensive coat of paint, based on the sources we've examined, it seems to be finding a partner who isn't just a designer or just an SEO specialist, but someone who really understands how to blend all of those disciplines.
Precisely. We need to cut through the agencies that simply talk a good game and identify the specific players that truly get how to merge technical execution with strategic, measurable growth.
So that's our mission in this deep dive.
Yeah, our mission is to look at a curated list of top agencies known for successfully blending SEO, UX, and lead generation, and then distill the strategic advice you need to choose the best one for your specific performance goals.
Okay, let's unpack this. We're dealing with a knowledgeable audience here, so let's move beyond the basics. Why is that specific strategic blend, that triple threat approach, the only thing that works now? Why isn't just a pretty interface enough anymore?
Because a website today is it's a highly tuned machine built to achieve very specific business outcomes. If you focus only on the visual layer, you might impress visitors for 5 seconds, but if the site loads slowly.
Or it's impossible to navigate.
Exactly. Or if the underlying architecture doesn't support structured data, you are fundamentally failing at your business objective.
So the three non-negotiable pillars aren't just features, they're integrated demands on the project from day one.
Absolutely. The first pillar is technical SEO. And I mean deep technical SEO.
Beyond just keywords.
Oh, way beyond keywords. We mean ensuring every line of code, every URL structure, every canonical tag is perfectly tuned for search engine crawlability. If you redesign your site but you neglect a crucial canonicalization audit, or if you don't map your old URLs perfectly to the new ones,
you risk a catastrophic drop.
A massive step backward, yeah.
And that tracks with the data showing technical errors are the number one cause of ranking drops post-migration. So pillar number two, UX. Or user experience.
UX is the bridge between traffic and conversion. It's about creating a seamless, intuitive user journey that respects the visitor's time. But at an expert level, UX today means optimizing for Core Web Vitals post-launch.
The technical side of the experience.
Right. It means making sure that mobile usability is flawless and that the information architecture guides the user through the shortest, most friction-free path to taking an action. A beautiful site that is slow or confusing is just useless for performance.
And the third pillar is the ultimate goal, which is the conversion focus. This is the metric that separates an aesthetic refresh from a real business investment.
That's where the money is made. A conversion focus is about optimizing every single element, from CTA placement to the content hierarchy, to turn those well-ranked, well-guided visitors into loyal leads and quantifiable revenue.
It's the art and the science.
The best companies out there understand that success relies equally on the art, the visual storytelling, and the user experience, and the science, the data, the technical SEO, the conversion optimization. If you neglect the science, the redesign will inevitably fall short.
That sets the stage perfectly for looking at the landscape. We pulled together comparative data on agencies specializing in this triple threat approach, and what stands out immediately is the incredible geographic spread.
Yeah, it's global now.
We're seeing specialized shops in Chicago, Sydney, Warsaw, Houston, Denver. It's truly a global expertise pool.
Which is fantastic for you, the learner, because location is less of a barrier than it has ever been. But when you look at the financial spectrum, that's where the strategic differences really start to emerge.
It shows a massive investment range. At the more affordable end, we noted companies like Scopic Studios offering hourly rates as low as, what, $40 to $50 per hour, with project minimums starting around $1,000.
Then you move into a more specialized bracket, hitting rates around the $100 to $149 mark. And with those agencies, they often emphasize a heavier strategic research component up front.
And at the very top of the data we looked at, we have firms like Huseman Group in Denver commanding rates up to $199 an hour with a high project minimum of $10,000 or more. I mean, that's a significant barrier to entry.
It is. And the differences in cost often reflect not just the hours worked, but the complexity and depth of that initial strategy phase. A higher rate means you're paying for an integrated service, a proprietary methodology, and deep market research.
Which is essential for bigger companies.
Essential when targeting mid-market or enterprise organizations where the risk and the reward are exponentially higher. They need to know their investment is based on market intelligence, not just design intuition.
So it sounds like you're not just buying hours, you're buying a strategic framework. That high cost reflects a high-touch, research-driven process.
Precisely. You're buying risk mitigation and a proven methodology.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Let's look at what those specialized frameworks actually look like in practice, starting with the ones that prioritize integrated SEO and high-level strategy right from the jump.
Pop Art Studio in Chicago is a great reference point. Yeah. They're a full-service agency. They specialize in custom CMS implementations, particularly using frameworks like Laravel alongside WordPress.
Okay, hang on.
The key technical differentiator here is that integrated SEO is included at no additional cost.
Wait, if they're using Laravel, that signals a different level of complexity, right? That's not just a theme.
It absolutely does. Laravel suggests they are comfortable building highly custom database-driven applications, not just template sites. This means they're better positioned for mid-market businesses that need specialized integrations or complex data structures, and they can ensure the SEO architecture is baked in from the very first line of custom code. It's a massive advantage.
And then we have CTTHRU out of Sydney, Australia. They're an award-winning branding agency, but the core of their success seems to be their strategic depth. They cite a Harvard-inspired methodology. What does that even mean? Practically.
It means they don't just ask, what do you want the site to look like? They start with rigorous hypothesis testing and market validation. They combine traditional brand strategy with real-world product market fit testing, often before the design phase even starts.
So they're validating the message before building the megaphone.
That's a great way to put it. It ensures the resulting site, content, and structure are already validated to resonate with the target audience. That directly translates into lower bounce rates and higher conversions. They are excellent for ambitious startups and SaaS companies where the core messaging has to be razor sharp.
That makes the Huseman Group's high investment and research focus make a lot more sense now. Their process is intensely research-driven, with that $10,000 plus minimum.
And they focus on using that research to find strategic opportunities that others miss. Their case study with an HR SaaS firm is a perfect illustration. It yielded an impressive 11% increase in organic traffic.
And that boost wasn't random.
Not at all. It was achieved by leveraging that deep research phase to identify underserved, high-value, long-tail keywords and content gaps. The site structure could then be optimized to fill those gaps immediately upon launch.
Okay, switching gears, let's look at the agency's dominating e-commerce and creative distinction.
Yeah.
E-commerce sites have they have unique performance demands, especially around speed and personalization.
Exactly. Take Brandable in Houston. They are certified reward agency experts.
What does that mean, reward agency?
It means they are recognized by Shopify for their expertise in high-performing, revenue-driven e-commerce design. They specialize heavily in Shopify, and their focus is squarely on quantifiable revenue increases after the redesign.
So it means they really understand how to use the platform's advanced data capabilities to inform the redesign.
It means they are experts in leveraging Shopify's infrastructure for speed and scalability, and they know how to integrate the crucial data analytics before the redesign to make sure the new user flow supports personalized experiences and high average order value strategies. Their work with clients like Gran Coromino really highlights their ability to handle large-scale retail.
And if the goal is more about visual differentiation, Roud Studio in Warsaw stands out. They seem to balance that visual innovation with technical performance.
They do. They specialize in concept-driven websites where the visual presentation is the brand message, but, and this is critical, they don't let the visual complexity destroy performance.
Which is a common problem.
A huge problem. The success example they have with a marketing agency is brilliant. Their redesign yielded a 5% conversion rate increase while simultaneously reducing bounce rates. That's the true sign of success. Improving the art while optimizing the science.
And for those massive, visually demanding brands, you have OutCrowd, based in Oakland Park. They have an impressive client roster, McDonald's, Toyota, Red Bull. They clearly specialize in creating distinctive, memorable, digital presences.
And this highlights a crucial point. Some businesses have to prioritize market positioning and immediate visual impact right alongside performance. OutCrowd excels at giving a startup or a big enterprise a digital presence that just doesn't look like everyone else, using strategic design to achieve that visual differentiation while still adhering to all the conversion principles we've discussed.
Okay, finally, we need to talk about high ROI and affordability, especially for the small to mid-sized businesses who need big results without that mid-market price tag. Flimbo Agency in Chicago is a good example for small businesses and nonprofits.
They mitigate risk for smaller clients by offering a highly transparent collaboration model. You work directly with experienced consultants, not just buffered by account managers. And their unlimited revision policy is a massive commitment to client satisfaction, which is vital when budgets are tight.
We also have the veterans, like CyberOptic and Elmhurst. With over two decades of experience, since 2002, they emphasize continuous optimization, acting more like a long-term digital partner.
And that long-term view is essential for smaller businesses. A website is never done. By focusing on continuous optimization, they help their clients make sure that initial investment keeps paying dividends year after year, preventing the site from decaying into irrelevance.
But the real star in terms of affordability meeting, staggering ROI, has to be Scopic Studios. Their rate is the lowest we highlighted, that $40 to $50 an hour range. And yet their success stories are almost unbelievable.
The results they deliver are truly phenomenal, and they force us to consider how specialized efficiency can drive results even at a lower price point. For instance, they worked with a waste management provider and delivered a 345% increase in organic traffic.
In 6 months.
Then doubled conversions in just 6 months.
That 345% jump is so far outside the norm it demands. We looked closely at their process. That wasn't luck. It was clearly rigorous technical execution.
Absolutely. And their work with World Clinic, a telemedicine provider, is even more remarkable. They achieved a 5,000% plus increase in conversion rate through a UX/UI redesign and strategic SEO implementation.
Wow. A 5,000% increase.
That level of improvement proves the site wasn't just made more attractive. It was rebuilt from the ground up to eliminate friction and strategically guide the user to the point of sign up.
But achieving both a 5,000% conversion boost and a 345% organic traffic increase. Don't you usually have to compromise one for the other? Doesn't aggressive conversion funnel optimization sometimes clash with broad organic search visibility?
That's a really sharp observation. It often does clash, which is why these results are so rare. What these high ROI agencies are proving is that their conversion strategy is deeply aligned with technical SEO compliance. They use structured data, clear information architecture things search engines love, and they build trust signals that enhance conversion. The key is that their UX design itself is SEO friendly.
So they don't sacrifice organic reach for a slight conversion bump.
They don't. They are masters of that difficult balance, making them ideal for small to mid-sized businesses seeking that high ROI at an accessible cost.
So we've surveyed the landscape, from the high strategy enterprise firms to the high ROI budget champions. What does this all mean for someone who is about to launch a redesign? How do they avoid making that expensive mistake?
Well, what this variety shows is that success is about strategic alignment, not just picking the agency with the biggest name or the highest rating. The first piece of actionable advice is to assess your goals with surgical clarity.
Be brutally honest with yourself.
Yes. Are you focused primarily on technical SEO recovery and growth, improving user flow, or maximizing lead generation and immediate revenue? The choice has to be clear, it has to be quantifiable, and it must guide who you hire.
Which leads directly to the second point.
Yeah.
Looking beyond that initial aesthetic shock and awe.
Yes. Look beyond aesthetics. Don't just browse portfolios for pretty pictures. When you review case studies, you have to delve into the ones that demonstrate measurable results. Demand quantifiable evidence, specific traffic increases, conversion percentage boosts, hard revenue growth figures. If they can only show you before and after designs, they're selling art, not performance.
And third, and this is so crucial for mitigating the stress of a major project, prioritize process.
Find an agency that demonstrates responsive project management, close collaboration, and transparency, especially around the technical migration. A successful redesign requires you to be informed every step of the way because there are dozens of technical decisions that will impact your SEO health. Look for evidence of transparent communication and defined milestones.
And finally, that cost consideration we talked about earlier.
Value versus cost. It's the ultimate strategic distinction. Remember, The cheapest hourly rate might lack the specialized SEO, the proprietary conversion frameworks, or the high-level strategic research you need to guarantee the results. You have to focus on the best value for your investment.
Which means the balance between cost, proven experience, and their ability to deliver those measurable, quantifiable results.
Exactly.
And we can't emphasize this final point enough. You have to proactively plan for the technical side. We've seen in the sources that the need to understand and address website redesign SEO risks and how to redesign without losing SEO is paramount. You simply cannot allow your established search rankings to collapse during the migration process just for aesthetic reasons.
Absolutely. The foundational insight here is that a successful redesign is a data-driven investment in future growth. It has to prioritize mobile optimization, technical performance, and strategic alignment with your core business model. The companies that succeed, they understand that the objective is to create a seamless, high-performance user journey that drives conversions and achieves tangible business results, not just to look modern on a desktop screen.
And as the digital landscape continues to evolve, pushing core web vitals higher, requiring more technical sophistication, the demand for these conversion-focused website redesigns will only intensify. So what iterative data-driven strategies should you be planning for today to ensure your site's competitiveness tomorrow? That's the question that should drive your next strategic step. This episode was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.